From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Over nearly solid Republican opposition, the Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to approve Judge Sonia Sotomayor, the first Hispanic nominee, to the Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The vote was 30-6 with Senator Lindsey Graham, the only Republican senator, to vote for Sotomayor. He said while she would not have been his choice, he understood why President Obama named her, and as the hearings wore on, he became satisfied that she's a well-qualified judge in the mainstream of judicial and political thought.
We're 200-and-something years old as a nation. This is the first Latino woman in the history of the United States to be selected for the Supreme Court. Now, that is a big deal. America has changed for the better with her selection.
The nomination now goes to the Senate floor, where Sotomayor is expected to win easy confirmation with support from all the Democrats and probably just a handful of Republicans next week. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama continues to discuss overhauling the nation's health care system. Today he hosted a question-and-answer event where people called in some of their questions. The White House says the group that co-sponsored it was the AARP. Older Americans who use Medicare are worried they'll see cuts to their medical benefits. The Q&A session comes as several senators try to reach agreement on a plan changing health care insurance. In the House, Democratic lawmakers are trying to incorporate proposals from moderate and conservative lawmakers to their plan. Violence in Iraq has marred a visit by U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. A bomb exploded, killing at least 8 people and wounding dozens in a crowded marketplace. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
A bomb mounted on a motorcycle exploded in Baghdad Jadida neighborhood in the east of the capital. Still, violence has dropped drastically in the past year, which Secretary Gates noted as he praised the Iraqi security forces who have taken responsibility for Iraq's cities since U.S. combat troops formally withdrew last month. Gates is meeting Iraqi officials to discuss arms sales, as well as the issue of Kurdish-Arab tensions, which American officials fear could threaten Iraq's stability after a U.S. withdrawal in 2012. Also distracting from Gates' visit, the Iraqi government raided a camp north of Baghdad that has been home to an Iranian dissident group, the People's Mujahideen. While the group is classified as terrorist by the U.S. government, they had been under U.S. protection until this year. Casualty figures from the raid could not be independently verified. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A private business research group says American consumers were less confident this month. The Conference Board released its Consumer Confidence Index today, dropped in July. More people are worried about finding and keeping their jobs. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 12 points at 9,096. This is NPR. Several dozen victims and family members of Virginia Tech shooting victims are asking the state of Virginia to reopen and investigate in the 2007 shooting deaths of 32 people at Virginia Tech. Beverly Amsler reports from member station WVTF in Roanoke.
More than 60 people have signed a statement asking Governor Kane to reconvene his Blue Ribbon panel in light of missing mental health records of the gunman being found. The former head of the Cook Counseling Center at Virginia Tech says he mistakenly took shooter Sung Hui Cho's file and those of several other students with him when he left his position in 2006. Cho was under a court order to have counseling at the center 16 months before he shot and killed 32 students and faculty members and then himself on April 16, 2007. Governor Kane says he probably won't reconvene the panel, but the state will update the narrative of the report to include this new information. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
The space shuttle Endeavour has undocked from the International Space Station. The shuttle is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday. The Endeavour was in space for a week and a half, and the crew installed a new laboratory and several batteries in the International Space Station over the course of several spacewalks. The government of Myanmar says it will announce a verdict this week in the case of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She has been charged with violating terms of her house arrest, a charge she denies. Supporters expect that she will be convicted as a way for the military government to silence her ahead of elections next year. Many believe that the military government will rig the elections. Suu Kyi is a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.